because I can only take so much fat talk in one day. I really can't. I can't handle this much of it. So every Wednesday, every second Wednesday, we get to do something called the Window Seat, which, of course, mm-hmm. is brought to you by travel.co.za. They are the people who you should go to first and foremost if you want to have the best travel experiences. And today we're going to talk a little bit about Club Med. And we've got Camille Janssen van Rensburg here, who is an experienced sales leader with 15 years in the tourism industry, and she's the head of sales for Trade and MICE, which you would have heard us talking about before, MICE, at Club Med South Africa. She drives strategic partnerships, product launches, and high-performing sales teams. So let's get into it. How are you, Camille? Nice to see you.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good, and great to have you here.
Yeah, I mean, I'm still defrosting a bit.
But... what, from it being so early in the morning? It's not great, huh? Never ask Mash, because you start and you're like, oh my God, what am I doing awake? It's still pitch dark. Yeah. It's ridiculous, but I appreciate you being here.
Thank you. And, you know, it's fantastic to be here. I'm really excited.
So listen, let's talk about Club Med, because... I think everybody has an idea of what it is. Many of us have been to various Club Med properties, whether it's the ones in Mauritius, whether it's the skiing ones, whether it's the ones that apparently are going to be in South Africa and opening their doors soon. Yeah. So there's a lot to talk about.
Absolutely. So Club Med, in a nutshell, we are the pioneers of the all-inclusive concept.
Yes.
And we offer all-inclusive holidays at beach and ski resorts. 75 years old this year, and a French company, so a very long legacy. And
so should I call you Camille?
Camille, not, yeah.
Okay, there we go. That's how you pronounce your name.
Yeah, very serendipitous.
C'est parfait. All right, so let me hear quickly, because Mash and I like the idea of an all-inclusive holiday, because then you don't have surprise charges.
Yeah.
Right, this is the big win. And especially if you're going to go skiing, for example, you need to know that you're going to get your food, your drink, your accommodation. You need to know what you're in for in terms of ski hire and all of that stuff, because otherwise it just adds up and adds up and adds up.
Absolutely.
If you stay on your own, you then have to get food in, and suddenly you've got someone who has to come and clean the place and all these other things that people will add. Mm-hmm. Before you know it, it's another 20,000 rand that you hadn't budgeted for. Mm-hmm. So I love the idea of Club Med. And I said at the beginning of this, I've been to a couple of them. I've been to the one at Val d'Isère.
Yes.
Which is fantastic. It was my first ever skiing experience there, and it's just beautiful. What a place to go skiing, and what a place to learn to ski. Second of all, I mean, it really just works like a well-oiled machine. You wake up in the morning, you go down to the locker rooms, you put on your ski boots, you get onto the snow, and you're out there, and you can have the most wonderful holiday. I'm a total convert, in case you didn't notice.
Yeah. Well, someone once said to me that skiing is the most fun you can have with your clothes on.
Definitely. And I'll tell you what the second...
I would absolutely agree.
I'll tell you what the second best thing after skiing is taking those boots off afterwards.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Let me tell you, Mash. It is hard on the body.
you have the most fun day. Like, you're out there, you're exercising the whole day, because it's hard physical activity. Mm. You move your whole body. You exercise muscles you didn't even know you had. You're going down slopes like this. You're going down slopes like that when you get better. Your hips, your legs. I mean, it's intense.
Whoa.
And then you're also drinking in the après ski up in the mountains. And that night you're out with your friends and you eat. And you wake up the next morning, you start again.
Sounds magical.
But when you take those boots off after a day of skiing, oh, what a relief. It feels like you've just gone to heaven. Like, that's right. That's how my feet are meant to feel. Not so sore the whole time, right? It's amazing.
That's what the après ski is for.
Yeah. You drink away.
Drink the pain away.
When you're up in the mountains and you get that crisp mountain air, and everybody thinks it's freezing cold, but the reality is too that when you're skiing, you're exercising, you're getting hot, and you actually take off jackets and things. And eventually you're like, you could be in a t-shirt.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. In the snow.
Absolutely.
Find me up.
And wearing sunglasses is quite a common thing on the slopes.
You have to. There's glare.
Oh, it makes sense, because the snow's white.
Yeah, right.
All right.
Okay, so what did I leave out? Because I think there'll be a whole lot of people who sign up for this, like Mash is going to.
Absolutely.
After my excellent description of how much, I do love skiing. I've booked.
Why am I even yet?
I'm going in December again. So do you have anything that you need to add to that that people don't know about?
Yeah, I think maybe one of the elements that you haven't really touched on is the big family element that Club Med brings.
Right.
Of course, from a ski perspective, we do have resorts that specialize more in adults and groups of friends going to go ski.
Yes.
But then there's a massive part of our brand that caters just for children. And, you know, resort depending, it can go from 4 months old all the way up to 17 years old. We've got the kids clubs that are included in your package. And that really ensures that your kids have as fantastic time as you do.
Yeah.
They go for their own ski lessons.
Those little shits learn. No, they do. I mean, my nephews went with my brother and sister-in-law last year. I think they were 8 and 6, and they were loving it. Mm. And they learn so quickly.
They do. I mean, they're fearless.
When I first went and I was learning to ski, these kids were embarrassing the hell out of me because they learn way faster than you. Before you know it, they are skiing past you at like unbelievable speeds.
Yeah.
And you're like,
that is crazy. Yeah. So Camille, I just want to understand, all-inclusive means everything's included.
Yes.
Everything.
Everything. So
Mash loves this.
Gourmet dining, open bar, really important for South Africans.
Take my money. Take my money.
Yeah. Pusa. Cocktails, all kinds of shit.
And in our top category of resorts called Exclusive Collection, you get unlimited champagne, which for me is a big tick.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Tick all the boxes.
I didn't know that.
And then, you know, I know we're focusing a lot on the ski resorts, but we have a massive portfolio of sun resorts, which also include a wide variety of activities and sports, one of which, trapeze, is one of my most favorite things I've done as an adult.
You can do trapeze?
Yes. They literally teach you how to... I mean, you could join the circus afterwards if you really felt like it.
It's phenomenal.
They teach you how to do like a flying catch. You know, when you swing and then the instructor catches you and you go.
Which resorts teach you this?
So we have it at Albion, which is one of our resorts in Mauritius that I've been to. Uh-huh. We're opening Club Med South Africa, which I'm sure we're going
to
touch on.
We'll get to that in a second.
Trapeze will be there. And we have it at many other resorts globally. So,
unbelievable.
Yeah. And paddle tennis, very big in South
Africa.
Big,
ooh, love big. Me some paddle.
Yeah,
but
so
you know,
we have
you talk about the sun resorts, and I think, you know, we spent a fair amount of time on the skiing ones, but most South Africans know and love a beach holiday, and especially if it's on an island.
Yes.
Yeah, where you feel like you're totally removed from the normal Joburg, humdrum, social media obsessed, using AI to do all your work world that we live in now. What properties do you have in that portfolio? Because you have so many resorts all over the world. Mm. I mean, where do you even start?
Yeah, so I think closer to home with the ones that are really popular for South Africans would be Indian Ocean Islands. So Mauritius, we've got 2 resorts in Mauritius. We've got a resort in Seychelles on St. Anne Island.
Oof.
So it's on its own island. It's the most incredible property. We've got 2 resorts in Maldives.
Wow.
So that's sort of closer to home. Then you go a bit further abroad. We've got lots in the Mediterranean. So Greece, Sicily, which I went to last year, really stunning resort.
Wow.
In the town of Cefalu. Spain, sure, I could go on forever. We've got resorts in Bali, Phuket, which covers the Asia side, Rio Bintan. And then across the way into the Americas, South America, we've got a couple of resorts in Brazil, Dominican Republic, Caribbean. You can throw a stone and hit a Club Med.
That's great. Okay, so for a lot of people, the South African Club Med, which we've heard rumors about for the last few years, going to be on the northern KZN coast.
Absolutely.
And tell us what you can about this place.
Yeah.
Sounds fantastic.
It is absolutely exciting. It's a 2 billion rand project, which is in partnership with our developers, the Collins Group. And that looks after 2 parts of the development. There's a beach and a safari resort. Mm. The beach resort is located in an area called Tinley Manor. And it is expected to launch in July 2026. So it's around the corner. A very big build. You're looking at about 411 rooms. Three restaurants, three pools, kids clubs from 4 months up to 17 years old.
Oh, wow.
And then, as I mentioned earlier, the some trapeze. Really cool, yeah, really cool sports and activities. So trapeze, paddle courts, stand up paddle, wow. And the very first Club Med surf school. So that's very exciting for us as a brand in totality. So that's really the basics of the accommodation side. I think from a corporate side, which is very exciting for me considering I look after mice, is that the development is going to have expansive conferencing facilities. Okay. So the conferencing facility will cater for up to 500 people, which is really big. And something that the country needs, you know. Yeah. It's difficult to come across such big facilities. Yeah, and it will have state-of-the-art audiovisual and equipment to hold world-class conferences.
So how far off are we?
In terms of?
When can people start going there?
Start going. Okay. So hopefully July 2026.
Okay.
We're going to be opening sales in October this year. So Club Med has two season opening sales a year.
Yeah.
One in the beginning of the year where we book most of our snow holidays for the following season. And then one in October where we sell a European summer, if I can call it that. And that's when we will be opening the sales for Club Med South Africa. So a very exciting time. And I think, you know, as a South African, one of the most feel-good parts is really the employment that comes from opening a resort like that.
Certainly, yeah.
Currently, just in the construction side of things, the development employs 1,200 people.
Yo.
And we'll be adding another 220 hospitality roles, prioritizing local employment and upliftment. So it's very exciting.
That's awesome. I see a comment here from a couple of people, the people who've been to your resorts and love them.
Yes.
In fact, there's something very nice one of them just said here. Roxanne Momberg says, Club Meds are the best, always a reliable resort with yummy food and drinks.
Mm.
Nice. Gareth, does their package include lift tickets and all the gear you need for the snowboarding? Oh, yeah. Once you've booked for those things, they take care of all of that because you need a pass, for example, a ski pass, which also is part of what they're, but they tell you all of that ahead of time. So you know, okay, this is what I'm in for.
Mm.
And I'll tell you what, because you don't know what currencies are going to do, once you've booked it, it's like, okay, that's my end of year bonus to myself.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So once I've arrived there, I'm just, that's going to be my time for me.
I love the conference facilities that you mentioned. I just typed that down. next year's work. Corporate conference.
Are you going to be booking that there?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm telling them now.
You know who to come to.
I'm telling them now.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think for many companies, they're bored with using the same places in South Africa. And this will be totally new and shiny and exciting in all the right ways. Mm-hmm. So I think there's probably going to be an enormous amount of interest.
Yeah. And I mean, the property is developed in such a way that almost every room is sea-facing.
Oh,
so
wow,
you have
a
stunning sea view. It's right on the beach. I mean, honestly, it is a prime piece of land, and so it's going to be a game changer.
Congo Chris says, it all sounds way too comfortable and luxurious. I want a Club Med for adversity. Club Med Kampstaldraat, where you suffer. Gaynor from Fearin says, it sounds fab. I'm totally coming to visit the new Club Med in South Africa. There we go. And had a craving last week to snowboard again, but Afri Ski is cuck, says Bitcoin Boots. Yeah, I mean, you can't can't do much on snow that's that thin.
Yeah,
you really can't.
And I think one of the wonderful things about our resorts is we have so many resorts in the Alps that are incredibly high altitude. So you have a long ski period that, you know, we can entertain.
I saw someone I know yesterday send me a video of they're up in the snow now.
Absolutely.
Now,
we call it sort of spring skiing. Yeah. If you go to the high altitude resorts, you can still get fantastic snow up to the end of April.
Wow.
I was in Tien last year. I think it was the last week of April I was there. Uh-huh. And the snow was incredible. Absolutely incredible. It was like the white Christmas I've never had.
Bloody brilliant. Okay, I love it. And here we go. Here's some pictures. Look at this.
Yeah.
That's going to be fantastic when you open up the South African one. But I love that you guys have more and more of these places available.
Mm.
And what's the best way to book through travel.co.za?
Absolutely.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What did you want to ask, Mash?
Oh, what website are you on there? Is that a word?
James, where are we there? Are we in? That's Club Med.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So what's the address? Site.
Club Med.
Club Med. Oh, is this Club Med?
Okay.
Yeah. But go to travel.
But you can go to travel.co.za and they are our travel partners, and you can book any Club Med destination through travel.co.za.
Okay, I'm on travel.co.za, honey. Oh, we are on.
Yeah. All our packages will be there.
You see, I told you it would be worth your while coming this morning.
Definitely is.
All right, Camille, thank you so much.
Thank you. It's
very good fantastic. To have you here.
Thank you so much.
Awesome. That is the window seat. Go to travel.co.za for more. And a big thank you to Camille for being with us today to talk all about Club Med. And I think especially that South African resort, which I think a lot of people are going to be very excited about. Mm.